Let's dive into the fascinating world of noveling, the cutting-edge self-help tool that's redefining the way we cope with life's challenges. Imagine having a personal guide, a kind of narrative compass, that helps us navigate the intricate stories of our life. That's what noveling is all about. At the heart of noveling is the understanding that our lives are woven from countless stories, stories of triumph, struggle, joy, and heartache. These narratives shape our perceptions and, in many ways, dictate how we confront obstacles. But here's the twist. Sometimes, the very stories we tell ourselves can become barriers, preventing us from seeing the full spectrum of possibilities and solutions at our disposal. Noveling steps in as a transformative tool by helping us to unravel these complex narratives. It's like having a mirror that reflects not just our outer selves but the inner tapestry of our thoughts and emotions. By engaging through noveling, we start to see the underlying patterns and rules that govern our stories. These aren't just arbitrary guidelines, they're the principles and beliefs that underpin our actions and reactions. Think of it as being handed the pen in the story of our life. Noveling empowers us to question, why am I reacting this way? What plot twists have led me here? It's about recognizing that, while we can't always control the storyline, we have the power to shape our character's journey. What's truly revolutionary about noveling is its role in mental wellness and self-improvement. In a world where traditional coping mechanisms can sometimes fall short, noveling offers a refreshing, narrative-based approach to self-help. It encourages us to become active authors of our stories, rather than passive characters swept along by the plot. In embracing noveling, we learn to navigate our lives with a new sense of agency and purpose, understanding that every challenge is an opportunity for character development, and every setback, a plot twist leading to new growth. We don't have just one story. We are the product of many stories. Along with shifting from story to story over time, we have participated in many stories at the same time in days gone by and have key roles in multiple stories today. Our stories mostly blend and mix more or less smoothly but occasionally clash and become incompatible. If things are not going well for us, let's stop with the "something is wrong with us" notion. Although we perform well most of the time, in most of our stories, sometimes a story and our role in it is just not working for us. That should not be interpreted as something wrong with us. Right now, it is little more than being in a story we would do better not to be in, having a role that isn't working for us, or not understanding the role well enough to pull it off. An element constrains our ability to quickly resolve issues with one or more of our stories, and our roles in them. Our stories are not all separate and distinct. We can't always make changes with respect to this or that story without causing unwanted or unintended disruption to others of our stories. We don't need to fix us or fix someone else in our story. Help for us comes in terms of changing or rewriting our stories on the one hand or changing or rewriting our roles on the other. Either would be relatively easy were it not that we are the only people in our stories, and we usually can't change or rewrite one of our stories without affecting other stories, ours and those of other people in our stories. The story of noveling will be continued in future posts and episodes. For now, give some thinking time to any of your stories that are not working for you and to the story's plotline, and your role. What is the issue with one or both elements causing the story not to work for you? Just keep in mind that there is nothing wrong with you. The problem is with the storyline or your role. Help will come with rewriting or recasting the story, not with fixing you or anyone else.